go to my page on KTRS.com and click on the banner for more information. That's KTRS.com. Go to the Carney Show page and click on the banner about the trip, and we'll all head to France together October 19th.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-600-1883. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-600-1883. That's 1-800-600-1883. 1-800-600-1883.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My water heater broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my water heater?
Sorry.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus, components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. That's 1-800-700-5984. 1-800-700-5984.
Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Celebrate the person who has your heart with a handcrafted Hallmark signature card available in the Hallmark department at Walgreens.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis are here with me. And this is how you know your weekend has officially begun. When we open up the phone lines and you get a chance to call in to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 60 days, here are the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. It would help if you've been paying attention to the news of the last week, or maybe with Valentine's Day coming around the corner, you know about things with the word love in them. But even if you don't and you want to take a shot at it, give us a call, and you can play. We need five contestants, each of whom will get to choose from one of five categories and answer five questions to win, well, not five prizes, but a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. This will be an interesting one because my voice is still not all the way back. But here we go. Everyone that plays today, if you wish, gets tickets to tomorrow night, Science on Tap at the St. Louis Science Center. It's presented by Naked Bacon.
Bacon.
I know. It's voted best bacon in the country by Food and Wine Magazine. The event will feature over 80 beer tastings, science demonstrations, live music, and food from Naked Bacon and others. You can buy tickets going to the St. Louis Science Center website.
Okay, but we have free tickets for everybody who plays today.
Yes, we do have tickets, and that's for tomorrow night. Also, you'll have a chance at winning a pair of tickets to Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen, and that's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now at MetroTix or FamilyArena.com. Also, right across the hall, we have the Playhouse at Westport, and they are featuring, coming up, Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Yeah.
And we have tickets for Valentine's Night. Tuesday, February 14th at 8 p.m. It's been nominated for 3 Tony Awards. It's Pump Boys and Dinettes. So if you'd like that.
Now, if you get all 5 of the questions in your category correct, you get a couple of bonus prizes.
That's right. We're going to give you a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. You just flip on the switch and feel the breeze. Breezy Buddy is great for women going through like menopause or your little hot flashes. Or men who just want to cool down on a hot day. You can check out their all their products at BreezyBuddy.com. And I don't have my Candice's copy.
Okay. Well, it's a $50 gift certificate to Candice's restaurant.
Yes, Manchester and Holloway.
Okay, so that's what you get if you win by getting the clean sweep on the Harris Challenge today. And now let's meet our very first contestant. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Just fine.
Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to your friends, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you got?
Well, if you're not doing anything this weekend, go see I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change at Act Two Theater or the Ice Fishing Clay at West End Players Guild.
Okay, very nicely done. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, Amanda, and you go choose from the first of the 3 categories that will appear here of the 5 total that we will get to. Category 1 is always, have you been paying attention? Then Category 2, with Valentine's Day around the corner, we have Movie Love. Or you can have the Grammys.
Movie Love.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Amanda. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What Disney movie was about a VW Beetle named Herbie?
The Love Bug.
Correct. What movie starred Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal and fits this category?
Pass.
Who became famous because of the movie Deep Throat?
Skip.
What movie, remember the word love will be in all your answers, what movie co-starred Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin?
Skip.
In what Stanley Kubrick Cold War comedy did Peter Sellers play 3 different roles?
Oh, man. The Dr. Strange Love.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. What movie starred Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal and fits this category?
Love Story.
That's correct. Who became famous because of Deep Throat?
Linda Lovelace.
That's correct. How about the movie with Ellen Barkin and Al Pacino?
Al Pacino. I don't know.
It's called Sea of Love. Sea of Love. That was the movie in which I decided Ellen Barkin was going to be my future ex-wife. Amanda, you got everything but the 4-pointer, so a total of 11, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Hang on, and Dan will explain all the prizes you've gotten, and we'll go to our second contestant now. Hello, Al.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You want to plug something?
I wish I had something to plug, but unfortunately, I guess we'll do the whole police officers, firemen, and men and women in our military service. Let's, show some respect. I guess that's
okay.
All I got.
All right. Which of the categories do you want? We have you been paying attention, the Grammys, or our new third category, TV love?
I'll take, have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state was devastated by tornadoes this week?
Louisiana.
Correct. Which 63-year-old supermodel is returning to the pages of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue with her 31-year-old and 18-year-old daughters? Who announced this week that after 24 years, he will no longer anchor NBC's primetime Olympics telecast and be replaced by Mike Tirico? For 2 points each, name the 2 former St. Louis Rams who played for the New England Patriots when they won Super Bowl 51 on Sunday night. Say that one.
Long.
Yeah, Chris Long.
Chris Long.
Which 200-year-old company, which produces about a third of the world's tequila, is seeking more than $700 million in its IPO in Mexico?
Oh, boy.
Name a big tequila brand.
Jose Cuervo.
That's correct. That is correct. The 63-year-old supermodel is Christie Brinkley, who will be back in Sports Illustrated, and it's Bob Costas, who is being replaced by Mike Tirico, and Danny Amendola is the other former Ram who went on to much greener pastures in Bill Belichick land and now has a Super Bowl ring, which he was never going to get in St. Louis. So, Al, you got 5 for Jose Cuervo, you got 2 for Chris Long, you got 1 for Louisiana. 8 points makes you a winner. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Dan will explain your prizes while I move on to our third contestant. Hello, Jimmy.
Good evening, sir.
Want to plug something?
Do I want something?
No, do you want to plug something with the 5-second plug?
Jimmy Paul, the Rocket 88 band, local band. You can book us at 314-638-6200. Do Motown, classic rock, oldies, R&B.
And I am enough of a music historian to know what your band is named after. The very first rock and roll record was called Rocket 88, written by
Chuck Berry.
No. Ike Turner.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. I don't know why I said Chuck Berry. It was the first muscle car.
That's true also.
Yeah. If you go to our Facebook page, I've got illustrations of that.
All right.
Rocket 88 STL.
All right, Jimmy, we have 3 categories for you to choose from. We have the Grammys, we have TV Love, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
I'll go with the third one. I don't know if I'll get anything right, but it's at least you got a multiple choice.
Okay, that's the trap many people have fallen into before you. Let's see how you do. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did the SLU Billikens not lose Wednesday night during a road trip? A, the game. B, their head coach. Or C, their bus?
They lost their bus.
Yep. Well, what didn't they lose? The bus, the game, or the head coach?
They didn't lose the head coach.
That's correct. Which Ocean's 11 star announced this week that he and his wife are expecting twins? Matt Damon, George Clooney, or Scott Kahn?
Clooney.
Correct. In what state did a town called Henrietta pull a footloose by canceling a Valentine's dance because it was 300 feet away from a church? Was it in Oklahoma, Alabama, or Arkansas?
Oklahoma, Alabama. I'm going to say Alabama.
It was Oklahoma. Which TV network is being rebranded as the Paramount Network? HGTV, Spike TV, or Freeform TV?
Freeform?
Spike. Which of these is not going to happen in the sky this weekend? A meteor storm, a lunar eclipse, or a comet flying past Earth? A meteor storm. But tonight, if you stay up late enough tonight, you can see both a lunar eclipse and a comet flying
past
Earth.
I didn't get a chance to answer. I was going to answer this.
The time ran out on you, though, there, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm sorry about that. But but don't go yet, because let me tally up your points. You got 1 for the bus and 2 for George Clooney, but only 3 points total. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't get at least half of the 15 available points, so 8 or better, you don't win, but you do get punished. And so with Valentine's weekend here, well, I thought we'd have a nice, delicate, soft love ballad for you.
The Dan singing it?
No. It's Bill Murray. Jimmy, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend and good luck with the gigs.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for playing. And we move on now to our fourth contestant. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
The Parkway North Lady Vikings are playing Kirkwood tonight, so go Vikings. They lost to them in overtime at Christmas time, so let's beat them tonight.
All right. Do you want the Grammys, and I should say this is really Grammys history, or TV Love?
I don't like either of them, but I guess I'll do TV Love.
All right. The word love will appear in all of these questions about, or all the answers to these TV questions. 60 seconds on the clock, Gene. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What dating game show used to be hosted by Chuck Woolery?
Oh, man, I know this. The New York game?
The Love Connection. Remember, Love will be in all the answers.
Okay, gotcha.
On what sitcom did Brad Garrett play Robert Barone?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Correct. Which Happy Days spinoff starred Scott Baio?
Tony Loves Chachi.
Correct. What 1970s TV show was truer than the red, white, and blue?
Love American Style.
That's right. Who starred as Melinda Gordon on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer?
Courtney Love.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Well, that's okay, Gene. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. That's 9 points. And,
okay.
And you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Hang on while Dan gets the paperwork together for you, and I meet our final contestant. Hello, Brian. Brian, are you there? Testing 1, 2 for Brian. Nope. No Brian there?
No. Doesn't look like.
Okay. Dan, you got another contestant for me that we can get to?
Line Ted, one? I'm line one.
Okay. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
Sure. I always enjoy Fridays, but my favorite part is listening to the Harris Challenge on the ride home.
Thank you very much. Give them the prizes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not doing the suck up and win?
No.
All right, Ted, we have one category left. It's called Grammys History. And with 60 seconds on the clock, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who holds the record for the most Grammys by a female artist at 27? Is it Aretha Franklin, Alison Krauss, or Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella.
Allison. Who holds the record for the most Grammys won by a band at 22? Is it U2, The Beatles, or Simon and Garfunkel?
U2.
Correct. Who was the youngest artist to win the Grammy for Album of the Year? Barbara Streisand, Alanis Morissette, or Taylor Swift?
Alanis Morissette.
Taylor Swift. Which album won the most Grammys in a single year? Supernatural by Santana, Thriller by Michael Jackson, or 21 by Adele?
Thriller.
Supernatural. Which of these did not win Grammys for Record, Album, and Song of the Year in the same year? Carole King, Christopher Cross, or Frank Sinatra?
Did not. Frank.
Frank Sinatra did not. Carole King did it in 1972. Christopher Cross did it in 1981. And just to go back over these, Alison Krauss has 27 Grammys, way ahead of Aretha, who's like got 18. U2 has 22 Grammys. The Beatles only have 8. Simon and Garfunkel, 7. Taylor Swift was 20 when she won the Grammy for Album of the Year. Alanis was 21. Barbara Streisand, 22. Supernatural won 9 Grammys in a single year. Thriller won 8, and 21 by Adele won 7. So let's recap here. You got the 2-pointer and the 5-pointer and just missed the threshold, Ted. I'm sorry to tell you, that means I have to punish you as well with Bill Murray. Whitney Houston rolling over in her grave. And Dolly Parton, who's not in the grave but wrote the song, also not happy. Ted, thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you. If you want to play the Harris Challenge, join us next Friday right around 5:15, or check the archives on my website and go back and play along with any Harris Challenge from the past couple of years. That's on harrisonline.com. We'll be right back with Knuckleheads in the News and Mike Evans here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
But for the most part, it has thinned out on southbound 270. You still have eastbound 270 jamming up from McDonald through Highway 170. A little heavy past New Florissant. Got an incident on eastbound Highway 70 east of Cypress. That's been moved off to the shoulder, but traffic's still slow from Lindbergh. Southbound 170 is heavy from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, still Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 drivers, you're slow than Deventer, but you hit the brakes right around Kings Highway through McCausland. You're still going to be a bit slow from Highway N out through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members get incredible savings every time you shop in-club or at samsclub.com. Like $1 off Cara Cara oranges, $3 off emergency variety packs, and $4 off a case of Fiji water. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. David L. Stewart grew up in a tiny Missouri town in the 1950s and remembers separate schools, being restricted to sitting in the balcony at the movies and being barred from the public pool. He understood that education was the key to his dreams of becoming an entrepreneur. After getting his undergraduate degree, he worked a series of senior management positions in such companies as Federal Express and the Missouri Pacific Railroad. While doing all of that, David L. Stewart found time to write the book, Doing Business by the Good Book, 52 Lessons on Success Straight from the Bible, and then co-founded Worldwide Technology, a national and international giant that provides hardware, software, and networking strategies to help companies grow.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your doctor told you to use a CPAP machine for your sleep apnea. But did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? Just one drop of water left inside your tubing or mask can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria. Suddenly, your sleep solution turns into a nightmare. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, and it's hands-free. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-700-4961.
SoClean is amazing. I had a cold I couldn't kick despite regularly washing the mask in antibacterial dish soap. 2 days after using SoClean, the cold was gone and hasn't returned.
SoClean destroys CPAP germs without any water, chemicals, or disassembly. Try it risk-free and see for yourself. Keep your doctor's orders, but ditch the germs. To get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last, call 1-800-700-4961. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-4961.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly-flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-700-2114. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2114. That's 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
I was supposed to take her shopping, but I forgot and watched the game. She wasn't happy.
I'm not happy.
Score brownie points by taking your sweetie on a Greek adventure at Dotto's Cafe. What could be more adventuresome than eating delicious cuisine filled with a vibrant chorus of authentic Greek ingredients? For a special Valentine's Day, treat your sweetie to a 12-ounce prime rib for $20, 12-ounce ribeye for $26, beef tenderloin for $32, and a Greek combo for $20, all served with soup and baked potato. And if you prefer American food, such as burgers, wings, and pasta, guess what?
What?
You can have those, too, at Dotto's Cafe.
Tantalizing dishes, mouth-watering gyros, pistachio, baklava, Greek lasagna, and classic American food, too. I'm happy.
She's happy.
Dotto's Cafe, located at the intersection of Hampton Avenue and Eichelberger Street. Online at dottos-cafe.com. Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee.
So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area medicine shop pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area medicine shop pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Shop, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Shop Pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Come visit Mike and Vivian Buddy at the Medicine Shop in Columbia, Illinois, across the street from City Hall.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road, across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit Brian and Sue Hercules at the Medicine Shop on Woodson Road in downtown Overland.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's cabbage with a K.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Okay, that's another way of saying it. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by two great places to get great food. If you want a sit-down restaurant, you go to Annie Gunn's in the Chesterfield Valley. And if you don't feel like going out for a sit-down meal, you just want to get some great food and take it home or to work, right next door, the Smokehouse Market. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof in the Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. Sponsors of this gentleman who joins us now from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Popular question, basketball season is here. Name the name of the United States Senator who organized a weekly basketball pickup game, plays, and is also like the unofficial commissioner. Is it Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Al Franken, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Rand Paul? Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. I don't know if we should laugh or cheer, but that was 90-year-old Mel Brooks having dinner with a 20-year-old blonde at the Nohu in Malibu. He probably had a whole pocket full of Viagra. Of course, the 20-year-old, I imagine, is all, you know, maybe he didn't. They were spotted canoodling in the parking lot while they waited for the a 70 years difference.
You know the joke about the 90-year-old guy who's dating the 20-year-old woman and tells all his friends? And his friends say, well, you know, with that age difference, you know, aren't you worried about the medical implications? You know, something could go wrong? And the 90-year-old guy says, hey, if she dies, she dies.
Oh, they were just something about being pregnant.
No.
So Priscilla Presley's dating Tom Jones. You know, Presley and Tom Jones had a love-hate relationship. Presley actually shot a gun into a TV that had Tom Jones was on the set. He was so mad at him one time.
Wow.
And I can't imagine this thing lasting. I mean, Priscilla Presley's one of the most difficult people to deal with. She's going to insist he joins Scientology. I don't think this thing lasts more than 90 days.
Hey, did you see the Elvis and Nixon movie last year?
With Michael Shannon?
And Kevin Spacey as Nixon?
I thought it was great.
I thought so. I just showed it to my daughter a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it holds up on the second showing, and they're both great in the roles.
Well, Michael Shannon is one of my favorites.
Yeah. And a true story, too.
Yeah. Houston police say 5,000 hookers invaded their town Super Bowl week. 5,000 hookers. About 100 got arrested. Heads up, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition drops today. Best ever. How about that 63-year-old Christie Brinkley?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you.
Just hard to believe.
Yeah. She still looks like she did in that vacation movie.
I know. Movie review. Did you see Wick Chapter 2?
I did.
Back, bigger, meaner, better than ever. Keanu Reeves is fabulous, even does his own stunts and returns as a recently retired assassin. He wants to get even with some Russian mobsters, and the game is on. And there's a bounty on his head. Don't want to forget that. Shoot him up, blow him up, award-winning car chases. It is what it is, and it does it great. If you like the first one, you'll like this one. There's two more to come afterwards. Get ready. Get a big popcorn. Leave reality outside. Go for it. Rated R, 122 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Yeah, I agree with you. Although I do think they should have changed the title. Instead of John Wick Chapter 2, I would have called it John Wick. Why do you keep stealing this guy's car?
Well, that's true. That's true. I can see that. But we agree on the movie, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. New York Post headline, with pot being made legal, some folks just walking down Fifth Avenue smoking the ganj in New York. New York Post headline screams, "Welcome to New York City, the baked apple."
Mm-hmm.
Baked apple.
I got it.
I kind of like that.
I got it.
Who started the basketball league, plays in it, runs it? Senator Chuck Schumer, Al Franken, Ted Cruz, or Rand Paul?
Dan?
Rand Paul.
That's what I was going to say.
It could be Rand Paul. It could be Al Franken. I'm going to go Franken just to be different.
6'4", I think Franken's 5'5".
Oh.
6'4", played the basketball 4 years in high school, lettered every year. Ted Cruz.
Wow.
Who I'm sure is one of your favorite people.
He's 6'4".
And finally.
I don't think he's anybody's favorite person.
I know he is. You know he is. I know he is. Well, no, he is. You and Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
One and the same. It's Aloha Friday. No work on Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend. Lady Oklahoma, Lonnie, on the old. Hey, look who in a cock and a heart. And who we go. Get away. Grab my key. Our car.
Somebody told me that Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders were on CNN the other night having a debate.
Yeah, I saw just a headline about that. I don't understand.
Wasn't the election last year?
Yes. I don't.
Are they working up a road show?
I don't know if I get that one.
I don't think so either. Before we get to knuckleheads in the news, I want to mention a story here about the TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration or agency or whatever it is. I've talked many, many times about the security theater that they put up at the airports to make you think like we're actually protecting you and all, you know, take off your shoes, put your laptop in there. Don't you dare bring that bottle of water that you just bought at the gift shop over there. Don't you dare bring that through here. You're not allowed to have that on board our planes and all that stuff. It's just a farce. About three and a half years ago, the TSA started what they called a behavioral detection program, which they spent $1 billion on, training TSA agents to spot potential terrorists by looking for what we in the poker world call tells. What is this person doing that looks suspicious? It was a stupid list, like a bobbing Adam's apple, or trembling, or, God forbid, yawning, excessive throat clearing, improper attire, wide open eyes, being in disguise. Why wasn't being in disguise first on the list? They spent $1 billion on this. The GAO, the General something, the accounting office. I forgot what GAO was, the General Accounting Office. They looked into this to see if there was any factual evidence to back up what the TSA was doing in this behavioral detection system. And the GAO did a thorough search of everything that TSA said they had. After the TSA, by the way, dragged their feet, they knew they had nothing. And so the GAO condemned it as junk science. So the ACLU sued the TSA to force it to cough up any internal documents on the program to see if they at the TSA knew that this was a waste of money and a farce that wasn't saving anybody. They asked to see any scientific research behind the behavior detection program. And in all the documents that they got, the answer is none. None. They say, quote, we got back a ton of academic literature and press articles that don't provide a scientific basis for the program and materials from other parts of the government that don't provide any kind of credibility because they simply aren't appropriate for airport screening. The TSA has nothing in its files that would suggest it can validly use these techniques to screen passengers in an unstructured environment like an airport terminal. Now, put aside my hatred of the TSA and the farce that it is, and think of this as a taxpayer. This is $1 billion tax dollars that were wasted on this and protected you from absolutely nothing. Once again, your tax dollars in action. Now let's get to some knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app and let Laclede pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin with one from contributor Matt Burrows, a story from Alachua, Florida, where Cheryl Ann Morris crashed her black Dodge Intrepid into a ditch and sat there until the highway patrol showed up. When troopers arrived at the scene, they asked Cheryl Ann, are you injured? And she said, injured? I'm dead. Okay, I think you can see where this is going. They said, what happened? She said, a silver truck drove me off the road. Well, actually, she said it this way. A silver truck drove me off the road. Yeah, she was slurring her words and she kept repeating herself. One of the cops said, were you wearing your seatbelt? And she said, what do I look like, stupid? As she was buckling up the seatbelt. After they got her out of the Intrepid and into the back of their patrol car, troopers searched the area, found a small bottle of wine with very little wine left in it. A witness who had seen her drive off the road, not pushed by any other truck, just drove off the road, said that he had seen Cheryl Ann with the wine bottle as she was drinking it, driving down the road. She says no, she only had two beers that night. Wait a second, we saw somebody... Somebody saw you drinking the wine! I only had two beers. They gave her the breathalyzer and the field sobriety and all that. Well, I'll cut to the chase. She's in jail now on DUI and property damage charges. Story 2, Columbus, Indiana. Somebody called the cops to report a package that was incorrectly delivered to their home. The caller wanted nothing to do with the contents of the package because inside the package were several pounds of weed. So the officer who answered the phone call did some digging but couldn't discover who the recipient should have been. So they tweeted on the department's account. I love this. On the police department's Facebook account, they said, looking for owner of 5.5 pounds of marijuana delivered to the wrong address today. Stop by the police station to claim and don't forget your ID. Unfortunately, nobody has shown up to claim the package yet. Story 3 from Tallahassee, Florida. Kimberly Bond is suing the El Jalisco Mexican restaurant because she fell off its donkey. No, it's not a live donkey. It's a donkey statue in the restaurant. Often wears a sombrero. In her lawsuit, Kimberly says she mounted the life-size donkey. And by the way, if you're in a lawsuit and includes mounted the life-size donkey, things are probably not going to go your way. But she says she mounted the life-size donkey statue to have her picture taken, but she slipped off its back, fell on the floor, and fractured her spine. So, of course, somebody has to pay for that, and she wants that to be the restaurant. She says the restaurant encouraged customers to climb up there without a ladder or a step or a stair to assist them, and no saddle on the slick surface of the donkey, which created a safety hazard. El Jalisco, the complaint says, was negligent in creating the hazard without adequate safety features. That's lawyer talk for you got to pay for this. Meanwhile, other customers are speaking up for the donkey. Worried fans have created a For the Donkey Facebook page with posts like, just because you're an ass doesn't mean you should be treated like one. Join us in standing up for the poor donkey as he prepares for the fight of his life against the powerful legal entity who is, quote, for the people. We are hashtag For the Donkey. As for the restaurant owner, no comment so far. And we finish with a story from contributor Terry Weatherford. A story from Tianjin, China, where 19 fire engines and 110 firemen had to respond to a fire at a Chinese manufacturing facility on Wednesday. Whose facility was it? Well, they make Samsung phones there. Actually, they don't make them. They recycle them. The fire department spokesperson said the blaze seems to have started in the recycling division that handles the batteries for the Samsung Note 7. That's the phone that was recalled because the lithium batteries kept igniting. And when they got recalled, they got sent to the manufacturing facility where, guess what? The lithium batteries kept igniting. 110 firemen and 19 fire engines later, they put out the fire. Believe it or not, the rest of the plant was okay and continued manufacturing other phones, not the Note 7. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. It's amazing. I've actually gotten Dan to be quiet for the first time all week long.
I know.
He was doing fine until the Harris Challenge.
Yep.
And then because I made him do so much prize man stuff on the air and on the phone.
And emails.
Well, it wasn't the emails that affected your voice. It was the talking on the phone and talking on the air that destroyed it.
Yeah.
Your high register is completely gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. Now, the good news is you don't have a gig with the band this weekend.
No.
What's the story with the band? I hear you're in a new band. When are we going to hear about that?
We're going to hear about that very soon. Actually, April 22nd. Mark that date down because we have a job on April 22nd for The Stowaways.
That's the name of the new band?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So the Castaways will be playing.
No, The Stowaways.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
On April 22nd. Details to come. And you'll also put information up on the Facebook page.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Good luck beating this thing.
Yeah. It's been a week.
I just got a text from my wife. She has missed the last 2 days of work.
Oh.
Because whatever you have was obviously going around there.
Oh, it's been going. There's two different strains of stuff going around, so it's a mess.
She went to the doctor today, and they did a nasal swab. Just the thought of that. And they ran the test to see if she actually had whatever the flu is that's going around.
Yeah.
She just texted me, no flu.
Good.
Which means I get to go home now.
All right.
Otherwise, I was going to quarantine myself somewhere else. I do not want to start sounding like Dan, for goodness sake.
No.
I hope you get to have a nice, healthy weekend on behalf of Dan and Ian and Tim and Colin and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. And thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan. The only slowdowns I see now are on westbound Highway 40 about the Science Center through McCausland, eastbound 40 from 170 through Big Bend, southbound 170, a little heavy from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40, and you do have an accident. It does look like the traffic is thinned out, though. It's in the safety V on northbound 270 at Highway 70, and this traffic report is brought to you by Liberty Mutual. You have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Celebrate the person who has your heart with a handcrafted Hallmark signature card available in the Hallmark department at Walgreens.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News. The winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence. Plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department. Because you need to know. The Big 550. KTRS. Depend on it.
Play
better golf at the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 10th through the 12th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and get 15 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss their huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Celebrate the person who has your heart with a handcrafted Hallmark signature card available in the Hallmark department at Walgreens.
Warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Another ransomware attack, this time a Metro East Police Department. Citizens are worried what the chief has to say.
Another bank robbery in Illinois, this time right down the street from state police headquarters. But this time suspects are caught following a car crash. And Fox 2 has the exclusive video.
An APB is out for a BOA, a boa constrictor, stolen from an O'Fallon, Illinois pet store. It was all caught on camera.
But first on Fox, a Metro East Police Department tonight is recovering from an attack on the department's computer system.
The department was hacked with ransomware. All new at 6, Fox 2's Rocky Madden joins us live in Roxana to show us what happened. Rocky?
Yeah, Rafer, it is another case of ransomware. Last month, it was the St. Louis City Public Library dealing with it. And now this time, the department here in Roxana, Illinois.